Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3. And as we're eyeball deep in Industry 4.0, emerging technologies have given rise to infinite possibilities. Dell Realizing 2030 report suggested that 80% of APJ business leaders say workforce and machines will work together as integrated teams in 5 years. And 58% of Singapore business leaders agree that smart machines will work as admins and connect us to highly personalized goods and services.
Well, we speak to Paul Hannigan, Senior Vice President of Data Center Solutions, APJ Dell Technologies, and whether the work of the future will be dominated by humans or machines. Paul, well, how can data in the future economy impact companies and drive business growth and competitiveness?
Well, I think at the end of the answer to your question is the fact that data drives everything today. Mm. We're living in a world where there's this incredible capacity for us to capture data, and the opportunity to make sense of that data and leverage that data to help organizations not only transform the way that they engage with their customers, but also to deliver incremental value to their business processes is considerable.
Talk to us about Dell's role or roles of tech companies such as Dell Technologies in the business transformation process, gearing toward incorporating more data or the data analytics of it, the science behind it all as well.
Well, as an organization of the scale of Dell Technologies, who operates in 180 countries with 150,000 employees around the world, we're exceptionally privileged to gain exposure to the leading organizations of the world and the challenges they face in this transformation journey to embrace digital. And through that, our capacity to take those learnings and translate that into delivering technology solutions that enable the outcomes and requirements that organizations demand. And as this rapidly evolving world around digital is transforming, to deliver solutions that enable that is critically important to us. And through Dell Technologies, we're privileged to be able to do that right at the very, very front end, which is from the laptops that you use in your day-to-day personal and private lives and work lives, right the way through to the deep infrastructure that operates in the cloud environment today. And the Dell Technologies organization has the capacity to work right across that and take those learnings to support organizations in this transformation. It's a very unique position.
Okay, Paul, tell us more about the a vision into 2030. Sure. and what the rise of digital cities and adoption of tech-enabled solutions will bring.
One of the fundamental tenets of Dell Technologies is that we believe that the opportunity for technology to do good for humankind is phenomenal. And so as a result of that, what we've looked to do is understand what the impact of technology and digital, and in particular this massive accumulation of data, what impact that's having on industry, what are the learnings we can bring to it. So we work with the Institute for Future to truly understand and research and analyze what organizations are telling us, what industry is telling us, what students are telling us. And through that, we believe it gives us the ability to have a conversation, to challenge organizations in their thought process, challenge organizations in the way that they're recruiting, for example, in today's world. And how do you bring and enable a truly digital workforce and to meet the demands of the digital transformation, as you said earlier.
So, Paul, earlier you talked about how pervasive data is. So it's obviously important to be able to deal with data for the workforce, to be it today or tomorrow for that matter. It's beyond just understanding what data is and what it can do. People need to be fluent in terms of dealing with data and beyond understanding how to utilize it in their various functions.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most interesting points. And it becomes scary almost when we talk about the fact that we've got to understand data. And what we're doing, I think, is misinterpreting it, because the complexity of what data and how you, the technology that drives it all, it's been simplified dramatically. So what's actually happened is that the use of technology and the enablement of technology, and when you look at things like immersive technologies, the way that augmented reality, just as an example, is used in Pokemon Go today, incredibly simple for someone to use. Mm. But at the back end of it, the complexity of what drives it, the complexity of what enables it, the software that drives it, the infrastructure that makes it, enables it to work in real time as you're engaging, that's quite complicated. And it's enabling the role of Dell Technologies is to make it simple in that complicated element, which is the back end. the front end of technology has improved significantly, and it's simple to use. And we've got a generation today that have grown up using it, and they're not intimidated by it.
Mm.
And I think enabling...
And it's not necessary for the know the complexity behind it, right? Mm. I just tap and catch my Pokemon.
There you go. And there you go. And you're very comfortable doing so. And this generation today are quite at ease with... In fact, I think we all are. We don't think anything anymore of ordering a car. I mean, we live in a society here in Singapore where we're the world's greatest users of a handheld device for ordering a car for service. We don't think anything of it.
How important it is, Paul, for individuals to focus on jobs that technology has created and not on jobs that were lost. I mean, most are afraid of retrenchment, especially with the advent of Industry 4.0.
Yeah, so I think there's two parts to that question. The first part is I am very positive about it. You know, the World Economic Forum tells us that over the next five odd years, we're going to lose roughly 70 million jobs that are based on manual processes that will be automated through technology. But at the same time, we're going to create over 130 million jobs that are going to be jobs that we just don't talk about today.
Mm.
You know, a very simple one is a massive explosion of a role called a tagger. Now, a tagger to me originally meant someone that went around and graffitied inside of buildings, but now what it is, it's artificial intelligence and analyzing and supporting artificial intelligence development. A whole new career we hadn't thought of. So I think there's much more opportunity than there is risk.
Tell us of some other examples, Paul, so that we can plan. Career agility, right?
Well, let me personalize a little bit. My daughter is 18 years old. She's at her first year of university, and she's not exactly sure yet what she wants to do with her career. And we talked about what opportunities there are, and I was very candid. I said, look, I honestly cannot tell you what opportunities exist for you in 5 to 10 years' time.
But right now, tagger looks good.
No, I wouldn't go that. But I can encourage you to go and learn. I can encourage you to go work in, go to university, develop a career, and the skills and gain a degree that leverages social and immersive technologies in the learning. She happens to have chosen forensic science as an example, and because it interests her and it motivates her, it's using technology, the very latest technology. So she'll come out of it well-equipped for whatever the world looks like in 5 to 10 years' time.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the new technologies employers will use for their businesses?
So I think that there are a couple of areas. One, we've talked a little bit about artificial intelligence and machine learning and being very comfortable interacting and engaging in a human-to-machine relationship. And I think we're going to see that develop. And the research has shown that we're going to see that develop as we head towards 2030. I think the other side of it's multimodal. And what that means is that I'm quite used to just tapping on a keyboard. But we see movies today which appear to be futuristic, where you swipe a hand and the technology engages you. Well, that's real, and we'll see much more of that. We've talked about the augmented and virtual and extended reality.
Tracking eyeball movement.
Mm. Or even tracking eyeball movement. But using technologies to enable, for example, people to train them in new environments without actually having to physically put them at that environment. And then finally, I think there is the concept of the personal assistant and working with technologies as a personal assistant. So those are all skills that will develop and continue.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Paul Hannigan, who's Senior Vice President, Data Center Solutions for APJ at Dell Technologies. How imperative is it at this stage, Paul, for businesses to transform their business models with the help of tech, with the help of AI perhaps, in order to drive change?
Well, I think, you know, just in the research that we've just released, it clearly shows organizations themselves are questioning. They're not certain of what their industry will look like in 3 to 5 years' time. They're not
And certain. Also, which would come first? Changing the nature of the job or the business changing first?
I think they're both interlinked with each other, and I don't
at
think
the
you
same
can separate
time.
Them. I think that's the difficulty. And that's the complexity. Organizations are not sure what change is required and not sure they've got the skills to change, but they recognize that to exist competitively in the future, they've got to change. I think personally that the heart of this change is understanding the data that your organization creates, understanding the way that your organization engages and transacts and runs business, understanding the nature of your competitive environment and how that's been transformed by disruptors to your industry. Through that, that'll help lead you in terms of how you change as an organization, how you change your structure of your workforce, etc.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are the skills that the workforce need to be successful in the changing work landscape?
Well, I think it's enthusiasm to embrace the opportunity. And I don't think that's inconsistent with history. This is a different level of challenge that we've seen before, but having that desire to be innovative, entrepreneurial, focus in on the transformation of your own organization as well as what the industry is driving, I think, is critically important.
It's just that I think the pace of change right now is what's accelerated, Paul. I mean, when we were kids, I was just learning about the computer.
Right.
Remember, with DOS and the green letters on the screen, and look at where we are now. For kids, it's different.
Mm. Yeah, and I, you know, I would actually question if you asked we're going to have within the next 2 years, 25% of our working population will be this Generation Z, which is born in the 90s and beyond. And, you know, they won't see that pace of change. And I think the biggest...
To them, it's the norm.
It's the norm. And I think the biggest fear for me in terms of employment moving forward is, in fact, my generation, because we're quite structured and methodical and you know, we like
hierarchies. I hear you, Paul.
So this group don't.
Paul Hannigan, Senior Vice President, Data Center Solutions at APJ for HPJ at Dell Technologies. Paul, thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.